Live from the new Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Thank you for being here as we move into the next hour here of an equitable, socially just news and talk program using only sustainable topics to maintain maximum diversity, equity, and inclusion, of course, and no animals harmed in the production of this program. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, former President Donald Trump filed a massive defamation lawsuit against CNN Monday seeking $475 million in damages. We'll tell you about that. Number two, Native American tribes dependent on energy production are screaming mad at getting the short end of the stick with the Biden administration. And number three, in the end, it's still about the economy, inflation, and mistakes at every turn by this bumbling band of fools. And Americans by the millions have figured it out. Putting Joe Biden in the White House has been a colossal failure on just about every level. Point to something that has been a success for this administration, please. Please. Failures for American families just trying to pay the bills. 13.5% increase in food prices. Gas is on the way up again. I should check today to see where we are. It was level. Oh, yeah, there it is. 381 on its way up. A week ago, 374. A month ago, 379. 381 now, so it's more expensive than it was a month ago as we head toward the last month of the election cycle. 34 days to go, I guess. Right? So failures for the American family just trying to pay the bills, put gas in the tank. Diesel a little cheaper again today, $4.86. So $1.06 a gallon more. Diesel's about, 20% more expensive, just a little more than that. And then there's the failures on attacking law enforcement, defund the police. And then, of course, all the crime problems you have around this country that people have noticed. And you've got 3 million illegals coming across this year because the new updated numbers for the gotaways push the number to 3 million. 3 million. That's 1%. It's just about 1% of the U.S. population. One in 100 people in this country, based on that number, if you go back to the Biden administration overall, more than 1% of the population inside this country now came in illegally during this presidency. What a remarkable number. And not a good one. In 2021 and 22. 1% of the people inside this country came in illegally during this administration. Think about that. What a horrendous number to think about, right? A horrendous number that's dangerous, by the way, to you, me, and everybody else. But we'll start with the economy that is punishing families. You know it, and so do I. I mean, I'm going to Rite Aid, I guess it was, right? I'm going to Rite Aid. They got CVS or Rite Aid based on every street corner and every suburban town and most cities. And, a little tube of toothpaste was $8.50. Wow. $8.50 for a little, not even a big tube. Not the big Crest toothpaste tube we had as kids. Not that big, giant thing. No, about half that size. $8.50. Good Lord. The economy is punishing families to the point of rationing the food they put on the table. If you don't believe me, listen to this. Bite number 11. Go.
On that long road is Chelsea Lewis.
The situation I'm in now, it's crazy because even prior to the rising prices, it was still rough. Now that inflation has occurred and we've been dealing with this for several months now, it's been even harder for me. I have a 12-year-old. He loves his cereal, like every kid. I'm having to ask him to ration now. And it's making me feel bad as a parent because I never, ever wanted to tell my children, can you slow down on drinking the milk a little bit? Now I'm doing big pots of chicken soup and chili, chicken and rice, things that can last us because of these prices are so outrageous. So that's what it is for me. I'm just, as a mother, I don't want my children to see how hard it is. You know how we do when we're parents. We don't want our kids involved because they're kids. Let them be kids, you know.
They're kids. Let them be kids. I agree with that. But that, you know, make a big pot of chicken and rice, whatever. Cheaper, make bulk and try to get it to last for a few days to feed the kids, right? Put something in their belly. That's really it for a lot of folks. And the pressure on food banks and so forth. Food banks having just a hell of a struggle. In Atlanta, like places all over America, people are fighting to get enough food. And we're on the verge of a disaster because of that. Jump to bite number 12 here. Listen to this. Bite 12. Go.
Kyle Wade heads the Atlanta Community Food Bank. The number of new people coming for free food has soared by 35% since the pandemic hit.
It's a new normal. We're just seeing more and more low and moderate income families facing extraordinary pressure. Well, here in Atlanta, and we believe all across the country, lines are getting longer at food banks. We are seeing more and more of our neighbors struggling to meet all of their basic needs. They're struggling to get all of the fresh dairy they need, the protein they need. And alongside that, you know, they're struggling with their other bills and basic needs beyond food. So our role at a food bank is to provide them access to as much food as possible, as frequently as possible, so that they just have more resources to navigate this really challenging time.
Yeah. More resources to challenge, to deal with this, you know, very challenging time. Yeah. I mean, wow. It's ridiculous out there. And by the way, one other thing real quickly, I'm going to go to bite 13 here. We'll go over to Philadelphia. Because believe it or not, the baby formula problem is still going on, right? The baby formula problem is still going on. And nobody hears about it, but the folks in Philly know about it. Bite 13, go.
So I'm going to ask this question. Did you know that it is easier to get fentanyl than it is baby formula in this city?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Now you're kidding. Start. Go ahead. Yeah. It's easier to get fentanyl than it is to get baby formula and start off in
bed. I just recently became a grandparent from one of my adopted kids, and I just experienced that situation where I know of it, and I'm like, yes, I know, I see this, and I see the statistics and the news reports. But then to actually go out to the store, and I had to go all the way out to Sheltenham County and then place the order there for the baby formula to be shipped over. Hmm. So now, God willing, if nothing happens, I get the baby formula this coming Friday.
So fentanyl's more available than, wow, more available than baby formula. Think about that. Yeah, think about that. Fentanyl more available. Yeah, it's a bit crazy. I'm going to take a quick break now, and I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
In the 10 with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The minor league season just wrapped up, and for the first time ever, all four of the Tigers' top minor league teams finished with a winning record. Erie ended up losing in Double-A in the Eastern League Championship Series. The Tigers' VP of Player Development, Ryan Garko, says while the minor leagues are always about development first, it was very satisfying to see all the success teams had, because they did put an extra emphasis this year on winning today's game, making players understand that when that is your only goal, there is a lot that goes along with it. The preparation is detailed and extensive. The players learn how to handle the workload of a long season. They learn how to play the game right, and they learn how to win. And while Garko says there's still work to be done, he feels the farm system came a long way in some key areas in 2022.